With issue number 50, the unbeatable Squirrel Girl takes a bow. Big Hero 6, Marvel Comics, DC Comics, Usagi Yojimbo, and some really great graphic novels. That's all this week on the podcast.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Hello, and thanks for checking out the podcast. How are you this week? Hope everything's great. It's that weird time of year, isn't it? It's after Halloween, but before Thanksgiving, and things are kind of like in a lull, like we're waiting for something to start, and you can kind of see the retail season kicking. And that's also what's happening to an extent in the comic book world, because this week is not as heavy as most weeks for all-age comic books. There are still some great ones, and we're going to go over some of the really cool ones, plus a couple collected sets and two graphic novels that you middle schoolers, you middle school readers, will enjoy. If you want to share the podcast, too, that'd be super. Hashtag it all age comic books. It kind of looks like algae. Algae comic books. And Daddy Mojo. I'm Trey. Thanks for popping by. Tracy Yardley. Tracy Yardley is a Sonic staple. This is one of his creations, Cosmo. Cosmo the Mighty Martian. This is a miniseries from Archie Comics. And this is a fun series for kids, for young readers, elementary school and up, that want to read some action, some really cool age-appropriate action that's also funny and very goofy. Like a great example of this is that our 8-year-old would love Cosmo the Mighty Martian because he's more of a comedy guy, but he's also a visual guy in that we've tried some of the reading books per se, like Captain Underpants, but he hasn't really been keen to it because he likes his stuff in color. And I know they have colorized versions of Captain Underpants. Don't distract me from the point. The point is that Cosmo the Mighty Martian is one of those comic books that he would get into because he's a bit of a reluctant reader. So if you have an 8-year-old or if you are 8 years old and you want a comic book that's loaded with colors, has lots of action, and is funny, and it's got a coherent, great story that your parents are going to love and kind of reward you for reading, this is it. Cosmo Mighty Martian. It's a miniseries from Archie Comics, from Tracy Yardley and Ian Flynn. I think you'll enjoy it a lot. Let's skew just a little bit older. Just a little bit older. To, I'll say, upper elementary school. And all the way through middle school. This is a middle school girl staple graphic novel. And girl, it almost, I mean, granted there are going to be some boys who may read it, but by and large, this series from Graphics is going to skew exclusively to girls. It's the Babysitter's Club. What's neat about this is it's the box set, and it collects the 7 of these graphic novels. Wow. And this is one for the fans, or for the libraries who are looking just to purchase it, so they can have all of the books in there because they've already been thumbed through and dog-eared and you can't read them anymore. That's who it's for, because this is a go-to set for those girls in upper elementary school, maybe even middle elementary school, all the way through middle school. It's a best-selling series, but because it collects 7 issues of this very popular graphic novel series, its retail price point, if you buy retail, never buy retail, but if you go retail, it's $76. You say to yourself, that's expensive, but if you go online, you know how it is online. It's fun and it's cheap. You can probably pick it up for $55. It's the Babysitter's Club. This is In Color. In Color, the graphic novel series, collection of 1 through 7. You're probably down with it already. Another middle school graphic novel is this one. This is the 3rd in this very cool series, so Molly Knox Ostertag, The Midwinter Witch. I need to go see the eye doctor because I'm trying to look across my room at the first 2 in this series and I can't see them. Curse you, age. The Hidden Witch was the 2nd one in the series, and The Witch Boy was the 1st one in this series. This is the 3rd one. This is a fun little series. It explores friendship, action, and just a little hint towards the supernatural. And you say to yourself, well, it's got witch in the title. Must be super witchy and evil and demented. It's not evil and demented. It's more, for me, the series is more about friendship and overcoming obstacles, which is cool. So don't let the witch in the title throw you if you're super non-witchy or you think you're going to join some coven after reading it, because you're not. It's just a good graphic novel. And really, if you're motivated to join a coven by a graphic novel that says witch in the title, you've got bigger problems than getting your child to read. The Midwinter Witch, I think you'll love it. Middle school kids and up, you'll love it from the get-go. Maybe even some of you middle elementary school kids. Our upper elementary school kid read The Good Witch. The Good Witch, that's that lame series on Hallmark. Our upper elementary school student now read The Witch Boy 2 years ago and The Hidden Witch last year, and he liked it. So second graders can get away with reading this, but may need some help with the vocabulary. Now, let's dig myself out of that hole. DC Superhero Girls. This is a fun little series. Heretofore, it's been graphic novel series. Some novels, some early reader novels. This one, though, is straight up comic book, and it's in that giant series that DC Comics does oh so well. It's DC Superhero Girls Giant. This is issue number one. It's 24 pages of brand new stories, plus 1, 2, 3, 4 classic reprints. If you're a girl superhero in the DCU, you're going to be in this, as well as some of those very cool villains. Who's going to like this? I'll say kids who like superheroes. It's going to skew a bit more towards the girls, but even our 10-year-old might read it because he's going to say, oh, cool, I see some Teen Titan Go-esque fun in here. And to an extent, he's correct, because Bumblebee's on there, and she was in the Teen Titans for a little bit this past summer. You know, take it for what it is. But for the bang for the buck, though, $4.99 for this 100 pages of comics, it's really a steal. DC Superhero Girls Giant, skewing a bit more girl than boy, but fabulous fun. Call ahead to your comic book store to see if they have this, because some of the younger titles in the Giant series from DC Comics, they don't get too many of them. We have a couple comic book stores in our area. One of them, the Teen Titans Go version, the Giant that came out last week, one of them received like 7 or 8 copies, which was unheard of. The other one received 2 or 3. So just call ahead to see if they have it. Where is your closest comic book store? Just go to comic book store locator and punch in your zip code. This is the third graphic novel in this series from Mike Lawrence. Star Scouts started everything off. The League of Lasers was the second one. And in this one, it is the invasion of the Scuttlebots. It's Star Scouts, of course. That's what it is. And this one, I'll go to our 10-year-old critic who reads some of the books for us and gives us the highlights before we read it. Because he really, I mean, it's the perspective of a 10-year-old boy from an authentic 10-year-old boy. We have him on payroll. We give him rent and food. But he has to share our last name, so it's kind of a trade. Let's see, this book, it didn't fall flat for him, but it wasn't as good as League of Lasers. It didn't have enough action. He said it was a little boring at times. I read it. I didn't find it boring, but I saw his point in that there wasn't as much action as there was in the first two series. So if you're down with the first two books in the series, I would say wholeheartedly, get this, read it, and you'll probably love it. If you're jumping into Star Scouts, this may not be the first book you want to start with, and not because it's book 3 in the series and you'll get lost or anything, just because it's not the best in the series. Start with 1. 1 and 2 are really great. This one's good. You know, you just wanted it to be better. I sound like a disappointed parent after a math test comes back. We just knew you could do better, but you didn't. But if you want better, man, check this out. This series is gangbusters, comes out every month, and it's ridiculously entertaining from IDW Publishing. You probably already know what it is. Ah, you're right. Marvel Action Spider-Man. This is the imprint conjunction, joint publishing, joint whatnot for Marvel Comics and IDW Publishing. It's awesome. It has all of the spider people from the Spider-Verse. It's fun, especially with the sequel for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse being announced for 2021, I think it is. And with the original still being on Netflix that our children are watching at least once every 2 weeks. It's awesome. And this comic book is really, it's as good as an all-age comic book can get because it's jammed with action. It's jammed with story. And it skews really old for an all-age comic book. I can read it and be really entertained. Our 8-year-old can read it, loves it. 10-year-old, he reads it, he likes it. Elementary school, middle school, high school, get this, and I think you'll love it. Marvel Action Spider-Man issue 11, out this week. We like this one. I say we like this one because we like things of a Japanese bent. So if I take that out of the equation, I say, okay, I admit that about myself. This is the 35th month anniversary. Sorry, rephrase that. It's the 35th anniversary of Usagi Yojimbo. Usagi Yojimbo, he's the anthropomorphic ninja rabbit from Japan, from creator Stan Sakai. If you go to any con where Stan Sakai is appearing, he will be one of the headliners. We were at the Heroes Con in Charlotte, North Carolina this past year. And what a pleasant, charming cat. And the line to see him, seemingly every other person was there just to see Stan Sakai. If you're not hip to this comic book, check this one out. And what's neat is that what IDW Publishing is doing is they're reprinting some of the classic Usagi Yojimbo stories in color. Heretofore, it was a black and white joint. And I understand why that might not have really warmed the character up to some people because it was in black and white. It was like you're reading something from a newspaper, except great quality. This is in color, and it's the 35th anniversary of it, as I said, and it reprints a story from Usagi's history, but what's different is that it augments it with, what, 20 new pages? 20 new pages of content into the storyline so that we kind of dig into Usagi's character a little bit better, plus the adversary that he is facing in this one. It's great. I've rambled far enough about Usagi Yojimbo. If you haven't seen it, look into it. I think you'll like it. Who's going to dig it? Upper elementary school and up, because, yeah, it's a robot. So it's a robot. He's a Ronin. He's a ninja. But it might have some violence that the middle schoolers may not like, just sword violence, like the sword goes into a body. You don't see it go into the body and cut the body in half. You just see the sword go to the thing and something falls down. If that's offensive, again, I think there are much more offensive things, but that's your scene. I'm not here to parent you. Usagi Yojimbo, you'll love it. Sad Panda on this one. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, issue number 50. One of the best all-age series and all one of the best comic books on a monthly issue, monthly basis, is out this month. 58 issues in. There were 8 kind of supplemental seasonal issues. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. Tongue firmly in cheek, hilarious, clever, well-written, well-drawn, and one that middle school kids really liked. Even the content was great for middle elementary school and up, but the reason I say middle school is just because some of the plot and some of the reading was a little too highbrow for those younger kids. I have described it as Deadpool without the mayhem and the violence for a younger audience. And I stand by that description. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. When this series comes to Disney Plus, we are going to be wholehearted fans of this and hope that it's great, because we even see Kraven the Hunter on this issue of Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. Issue 50. It's out this week. Now, this one's just for me, because I like books that kind of take a look behind the scenes of things, how they're created, the creative process. And I especially like Disney, because Disney, as a company, Walt Disney World, whatever, however you want to phrase it, Disney, they do things right. They really do. I worked there for a couple of years in Orlando, and at the time I didn't realize what a forward-thinking, progressive, and great entity they were when I was working there. At the time, I was kind of a jaded, what the heck am I going to do with my life kid. But now, looking back, I'm like, wow, they really had a plan, and it works. And this book is from Marty Sklar. Marty Sklar worked for Walt himself for a number of years, for 54 years. Wow. His assignment was to write the personal materials for Walt Disney. He went around the world basically on behalf of Disney in various capacity. And then when he retired, he was still doing some junkets. And this book is about some of the questions and the stories that he received on these junkets and in his travels, nearly six decades of travel, in traveling for Walt Disney World. Or Walt Disney, again. Disney is the oh my goodness, what, I can't even think of the best metaphor here. Think of something they don't touch, and it's nearly impossible. I'm looking at my soda right here on my office, and they probably didn't touch that. But almost all the books in my office, they have something to do with it. It's crazy. Travels with Figment. Bonus points if you know who Figment is. That's what drew my attention to this. Figment is on the cover of this book also. Travels with Figment, On the Road in Search of Disney Dreams by Marty Sklar. This is a book. If you like business, if you like creativity, if you like Disney, you're going to want to check this out. It's even got a preface from Bob Weiss, the president of Walt Disney Imagineering. So for you Disney geeks, you Disney people, check this book out.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.